on this auspicious Mother's Day of Srimati Radharani, will read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, where her name has somehow slipped out from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. The only verse in Srimad Bhagavatam where her name is indirectly mentioned. And so we'll sing that verse. Anayaratikaranam Bhagavan Harishma Yanavihaya Govinda Kritayam Anayaraha Anayaratikaranam Bhagavan Harishma Yanavihaya Govinda Kritayam Anayaraha. Bhagavan Harishvara Yannavihaya Govinda Vittayam Anayatraha Anayaradito Nunam Bhagavan Harishvara Ladies? No. Okay. Anaya.
Anaya.
By her.
By her.
Aradita.
Aradita.
Perfectly worship.
Perfectly
worship.
Nunam.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of
Godhead. Hari.
Hari.
Lord Krishna.
Lord
Krishna.
Ishvara.
The Supreme Controller.
Supreme Controller.
Yet, inasmuch
as.
Now,
us.
Vihaya.
Vihaya.
Rejecting.
Rejecting.
Govinda.
Govinda.
Lord Govinda.
Lord
Govinda.
Itaha.
Pleased.
Yam.
Om. Anayat. Led. Raha. To a secluded place. Translation. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti explains, the word Aratita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, he said Shukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy, and thus the word Aradhika is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopi spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see she had captured Sri Krishna. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Sri Ujjala Nilamani. At the base of a large toe of her left foot is the mark of a barleycorn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. Below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. Below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant goat, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are seven marks on her left foot. At the base of a large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar, below that an earring, and below the earring a spear. Along the base of the second, third foot, the small toes is the mark of a mountain. Below it is a chariot, and the heel is a fish. Thus altogether, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Mukam karati vachalam, gangam langhaste girim yakitantalam vande shi guru janatarinam. Om jaran sikandasya jaran shashakaya chakshan vitam yena tasamai shi gurave namaha. Chakranchana gaurange radhe vindavaneshwari virishvani sute devi janamami haripye. So today we are very fortunate because we can see Radharani's lotus feet. But we couldn't see the bottom of her feet. So now we have a darshan of the soles of her lotus feet as well by the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. And I want to actually mention one of the marks on her lotus feet, and that is the sacrificial altar. Sacrificial altar especially epitomizes Radharani's mood to sacrifice everything for Krishna, unconditional love. So the sacrificial altar has many meanings. One of the meanings is if we sacrifice our mind to Radha and Krishna, it will nourish the whole universe. Another meaning of the sacrificial altar on the soul of Radharani's feet is that the whole, first of all, we have to understand the whole universe that we see in front of us is the form of Krishna. Now, when you take something from this universe and offer it on the sacrificial altar to Krishna, that offering is Radharani. So when you offer something to Krishna in devotional service, then you're offering Radharani to Krishna. When you take a flower, when you take a fruit, if you take something and offer it to Krishna, you are helping Radha and Krishna to meet. When you chant the holy name, you are helping Radha and Krishna to meet. And that is the pleasure of all the Vrajvasis, is when Radha and Krishna are meeting together. This is their pleasure. Because Krishna is the all-attractive, supreme object of love. And Radharani is the compassionate nature, the lover of the supreme abode of love, the origin of all love. So the happiness of the Vrajvasis is to bring Radha and Krishna together. So in our movement we are teaching to bring Radha and Krishna together by chanting the holy name, by offering a fruit, a flower, a leaf, a water, by offering everything to Krishna. Then we are bringing Radha to Krishna. The form of the universe is Krishna, and the offering is Radharani. Radharani is our mother. She is our real mother. A mother sacrifices everything for the benefit of the child, even at the risk of her own life. When there was a tsunami a few years ago, I think it was in Malaysia or somewhere in Indonesia, the tsunami hit. And the press was there, they were taking pictures and everything. And then one picture they got was of a mother, of a lady, rushing towards the tsunami. So then after, she survived. So afterwards they asked her, why were you rushing to the wave? And she said, because my five children were in the house and I had to rescue them. So she rescued them. And this is Radharani. Where does this love, this unconditional love come from? It comes from Radharani. One time I was giving a lecture somewhere or other, I think it was Nepal. Okay, sure. And the question, well, what about Durga? We like to worship Durga, and we feel that she is our mother. And so I said, yes, Durga is our mother. She is the material nature. So we get our bodies from Mother Durga, with a combination of Krishna in the form of Lord Shiva. We get our material bodies. But who is giving the soul for the body? That is Krishna. And who is nourishing the soul? That is Radha. She is our mother. She is nourishing our spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Mahatmas, they take shelter. Mahatmanas to Mahamprasad. Daivam Prakriti Ashitaha. So who is this Daivam Prakriti? It is Srimati Radharani. Buddha devotion explains Vaidam Pavati means Srimati Radharani. So if we take shelter of Srimati Radharani, then our spiritual life is nourished. So unconditional love, this is Srimati Radharani. In Vrindavan, everybody in Vrindavan, what they say is Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe. The rickshawala, instead of the bell, he says Radhe Radhe. The milkman, when he comes to deliver the milk, he says Radhe Radhe. If someone comes to see if you're home, it's Radhe Radhe. Because they know, if you take shelter of Radharani, then you will be Krishna. And every tree is Radha's name. Radharani is everywhere in Vrindavan. So, of course, Vrindavan can also be here if we're always thinking of Radharani. So she is the mercy incarnation of Krishna. And this mercy expands. How does it expand? How does she expand? She expands as Lalita, Vishakha, Gopis, Lakshmi. She expands as Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. Actually, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. It's an expansion. He's Krishna himself. But his moon is Radharani. So Radharani and Krishna together, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nayananya, that they are Radha and Krishna combined. So Krishna, one time he wanted to steal what was in the heart of Srimati Radharani, and he was successful, and the success was his form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, worshipable Lord, the combination of Radha and Krishna. So what are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani? The essence can be in three phrases, three points. Jivadoya, Namaruchi, and Vaishnava Seva. These three points. And these are taught in Shikshastra, by Lord Chaitanya, we say every day. Ketidharma Marjanam, Bhav Mahadavagna Vagna. So how do we receive this mercy? How do we perceive this mercy? The mercy is coming in the holy name. Balapir Prematan Harinam Sukirtan. This mantra is Radharani's mantra. The Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Radharani's Mahamantra, Gopi's Mahamantra. And it is coming to us by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So the effects we can see in our lives, Chaitanya Marjanam, when we chant the holy name, that is the mercy of Radharani, that our heart is becoming clean. The fire of conditional life is being extinguished. That the benediction moon is spread. So not only is it spreading all over the world, but it also is spreading to our own heart. And Srila Prabhupada, Guru, is the mercy incarnation also of Srimati Radharani. As we know, Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West and he epitomized these three principles. Namaruchi, only because of his faith in the Holy Name did he go to the West and was he able to stay there. And you can see that was what he gave first to the devotees, chanting in Thompson Square Park, chanting. He gave lectures, but chanting was the main thing. And that is what captured the hearts of the hippies in New York. Jiva Doya and Vaishnava Seva. He was so merciful to them that even he lived with a person who had meat in his refrigerator. And his Vaishnava Seva, he was cooking, he was serving the prasad, he was encouraging them to eat more. There was one story I recently heard about Kartikeya, who was one of Srila Prabhupada's servants. He went to visit Srila Prabhupada at 22nd Avenue. And he was there, he got up, Prabhupada was serving the prasad, he was eating the prasad. Yeah, it's falling somehow. Yeah, it's falling down. He was, okay, Hare Krishna? A little bit. Yeah, okay, good. That's good. So Prabhupada was in New York and Kartikeya was just hippie off the street. He was watching Srila Prabhupada serve the prasadam and he knew that Srila Prabhupada was cooking the prasadam and then he was seeing all the people in the room and he was wondering who's going to wash the pots. And he saw one by one everyone was leaving. And then finally there were only two people left in the room. And that was Srila Prabhupada and him. And then he understood, oh, Srila Prabhupada is the one that usually washes the pots. So then he volunteered. He said, okay, I'll help you. I'll wash the pots. I'll wash the plates. And so this is Vaishnava Seva. Prabhupada was serving. We weren't even Vaishnavas. I mean, it was more like Jiva Doya. But he knew we were going to become Vaishnavas. So he was serving. And so that is the mood of the Lord Chaitanya and Radharani to Vaishnava Seva. So then Prabhupada, after he saw Kartikeya helping him, he said, oh, I was just praying to Krishna for someone to come and help me. So finally, so at least someone came and helped him clean the pots. Of course, everything follows after that. So Srila Prabhupada began, we find, if we study Shikshasta Kachanara Pisuni Chena, Prabhupada Sahishuna, Amparana Manatina, Kintamiya Sadahari. That this is the qualification for chanting the holy name. This is the mood, again, Jiva Doya, Nama Ruchi, and Vaishnava Seva. That lower than the straw on the street, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, he was living in Radha Damodar Temple before he came to the West. And Babaji next door was cleaning his room one time, and he was wiping all the cobwebs off the ceiling, and the spiders were falling down to the ground, and Prabhupada walked in. He looked at the ground, he looked at the ceiling, he said, why are you disturbing? He said, we are new here. We have been living here for generations. We should not be disturbed. So that is more humble than a spider, was Srila Prabhupada. We don't have this mentality. We can't even imagine what it means to be more humble than a spider or a blade of grass. But Prabhupada, he showed us. He showed us his humility. And this is the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, Nadanam Najanam Nasundari, that I have no attachment for all these things of this world, the gifts, the toys of Maya. They have no attraction for me because they are temporary. As we try to build our hopeful sand castles of material happiness, but they are inevitably washed away by the waves in the ocean of time. We cannot keep anything in this world. It is all temporary. So better we voluntarily give it to Krishna before we die. Otherwise, he will just take it away anyway, the time of death. So better just give it to him now. We voluntarily give it to him. And then we will understand that we will get Namaruchi without this renunciation, without even renouncing the desire for liberation. Cannot have Namaruchi. Ruchi is the level of the fourth verse of Shikshastika. And that means also that we are willing to serve Krishna in any condition and birth after birth. Eternally, we will serve Krishna wherever we may be, whatever earth, whatever body we may be, we will always serve Krishna. And this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. And this is the mood of Shukadeva, second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Kojitakaitapatra. All these four dharmas, Dharma, Karma, Moksha, even Moksha, they are rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the mood of Radharani, and this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he prays, Lord Chaitanya prays, Ayinam Tathagincha, please pick me up. Although I'm your servant, somehow I've fallen into this ocean. Please fix me as an atom of dust at your lotus feet. So we need to take this mood of Radharani into our lives. That to achieve Namaruchi, we have to be willing to sacrifice. So the mercy expands. So how did Radharani learn all these things? One time I was speaking on Radhashtami at Vrindavan Gurukul. One of the little boys asked me a question. Did Radharani go to Gurukul? And I said, no, she didn't go to Gurukul. So how did she learn everything? How did she learn all these 64 arts? Let us explain to Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a verse in the second canto, fourth chapter, verse 24. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srila Vyasadeva, incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic literature. Pure devotees, drink up the nectar and transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. So the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam originally was given by Krishna to the gopis with his betel nut. through kissing. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport. That they learn the nectar of the mouth of Krishna is transferred to his consorts. And so they learn the finer arts of music, dance, dressing, decoration, and all such things. These are not mundane, transcendental. So Vyasadeva compiled the Vedic literatures to revive our forgetfulness of Krishna, lost memory about our relationship with Krishna. And how do we hear this? Srila Prabhupada said that what we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, this is non different from Krishna when he's kissing the gopis. So the same knowledge is there. And Radharani got it, of course, in a different way. And we get it through the ears. We get it by hearing Srila Prabhupada, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We get that same nectar. So the essence of that nectar, again, is pure love of Krishna, prema. So since today is the first, I'd like to tell a little bit about Radharani's appearance. Since today is her birthday, her appearance day, she was a born daughter of Vishwanu, very, very beautiful girl, most beautiful. But she was born blind. She could not see. She was blind. She was deaf. She could not speak. She could not hear. She could not see. And so everybody was amazed by her wonderful beauty. But they couldn't understand, you know, how could such a beautiful girl be born blind? So Narada Muni came for darshan. He was looking everywhere in Braj. Krishna is here, Radharani must be somewhere close by. So he was visiting everyone's house, and finally he came to Vrishabhana's house. And he asked, did you have any son or daughter? So he said, yes, I have a son, Shidam. And he saw Shidam. He said, anybody else? He said, yes, I have a beautiful daughter. I will show her to you. But unfortunately, she's born blind. So Narada went and had darshan, and he understood that this is Srimati Radharani. She has appeared. And he was offering beautiful prayers to Radharani. And she revealed her Kishori form with the gopis to Narada Muni. So then Narada left, and they were having big celebrations. They were inviting all the residents of Gokul and Nandagram and everywhere. Everyone was coming to Rakshana to see the new baby. And of course, Nanda and Yashoda were invited, along with baby Krishna. So baby Krishna, when they were all talking about the unfortunate incident of her blindness, he was sitting on Yashoda's lap, and he climbed down on Yashoda's lap, and he went into Radharani's bedroom, crawled up to her crib, peeked inside, and he touched her eyes, and she opened her eyes. At the touch of her lover, Shri Krishna, her Prananath. Because when Radha and Krishna were discussing before they came to this earth that they were going to come down, then Radharani said, all right, I will come with you, but on the condition, I don't want to see any of these materialistic people. I want to see only you first. So therefore, she was born blind. And her first sight, her first darshan was of her beloved, Shri Krishna. So then again, after 7 months, it was time for the anaprasan, the grain ceremony. The babies, they take 6-7 months old. They have their grain ceremony. And normally you choose different things, the book, the money. But the main thing, Jai Radha Madhamohan, Jai Sitaram, and Jai Gonitai. Jai. So generally they have things, they feed you your first grains. And how this happened with Radharani, that she was also with her parents. Krishna was eating prasadam. He was eating, and Radharani crawled up to Krishna and took the food off his plate, and that was her first grains, eating from Lord Krishna's own plate. That was her anaprasan ceremony. So Radharani only loves Krishna. She only wanted to see Krishna. She only wants to hear Krishna. Nothing else she would like to enter her ears. Therefore, she is called Krishnamayi, one of her names. She's identical with Krishna because she embodies love for Krishna. And she is his energy. So Krishnamayi has two meanings. One meaning of Krishnamayi is someone who always thinks of Krishna both within and without. So within, she's thinking of Krishna. Whenever Krishna is away from her, then she thinks of Krishna within. and then Krishna appears in her heart. And whenever Krishna is without, then he disappears without, and he comes without. So in separation, she sees Krishna within herself. And when she's with Krishna, she sees Krishna without. So within or without, she's always thinking of Krishna. Whenever he goes, whenever he sees, that is Radharani, Krishna Mayi. And also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving quality, Radharani, being non-different, is also called Krishna Mayi. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Vansha Purti Rupa Kare Aratane Ataya Radhikanam Purani Bhaktane. Her worship consists of fulfilling desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. So it's coming from Aratana, or worship. Her name is coming. Or you can see in another way that the word Aratana comes from Radhika. She is the origin of love, or the origin of worship. So most probably Radharani came first, and then the word Aradhana came. Not that Radha came from Aradhana. She is the origin of all worship, and the origin of all love. So also she's called Radharani Radhika because she excels all others in worship of Krishna. She's the greatest servant. Atvai Sarabhuja Paramdevata Sarapadva Sarvajagatera Mata. So Radha is Paramdevata, Supreme Goddess, and she's worshipful for everyone. Protectress of all, mother of the entire universe. But she's her mother. So she teaches how to love Krishna without any motive. We again come to Shikshastika Nayanam Rashidaraya Vadanam Kada Virayagira Kulakai Nicham Vapu Kada Avanama Bhane Varishti. When mama eyes are decorated with tears of love flowing constantly, then will my words be choked up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on them? Jagaitam Nimeshana Chakshisha Pravishayitam Nijayitam Jagatsavam Govinda. So Radharani's teaching is separation. Lord Chaitanya's mood is separation. 18 years in Jagannath Puri, he was simply experiencing the mood of Radharani and the gopis as they were feeling separation when Krishna led the Rasa dance. And they were inquiring from the trees, where have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna going this way? They were inquiring from the trees, they were inquiring from the creepers, because first the trees, but the trees didn't answer, so they said, okay, let's go to the females, they might be more merciful. But the females also didn't answer, the creepers didn't answer. And they were searching for Krishna in separation. So, Jagayitam, Yameshina, Chushusha, Pravishayitam. At a moment is like 12 years or more, like a yuga. And everything is vacant. The world is vacant in your absence. Sometimes if we lose a dear one, someone dies, then we feel this separation from our dear one. So this separation is ultimately from Krishna. And we are all suffering because of separation from Krishna. We are all suffering in this world due to separation from Krishna. And so our teaching of Lord Chaitanya, of Radharani, is separation, love and separation from Krishna. And ultimately, Ashlisha Va Padaratam Pinastimam, Darshanam Ramatam Kurotva, Yatavatava, Vidatatam Patam Pranatas, to Sadeva Napada, that even though maybe you can be brokenhearted by not being present, you may embrace me roughly or not be present before me, still, you are my worshipful Lord. So this is the teaching of, this verse is actually spoken by Srimati Radharani, Ashlisha Va. And quoted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani. This last verse of Shikshastika is actually Radharani's verse. So when he left, this verse also here is about when Krishna left the gopis in the Rasa dance and how they went mad. This is technically called Upad, madness. And there was three levels of madness. The first level was they kept a bit of their identity and they were inquiring from the trees, have you seen Krishna? And then the second level, they forgot them, so they lost a bit of their identity and they identified more with Krishna. And they were imitating his pastimes. Somebody was saying, I will lift over that hill. And somebody was saying, oh, I am playing my flute, just see how nicely I'm playing. And calling the cows. So they're imitating Krishna's pastime, second level. But the highest level of madness, they're saying, I am Krishna. They completely identify with Krishna so much that Krishna entered their heart and they entered Krishna's heart. They were one, they became one actually. I am Krishna. So there's no separation at that point. There was so mad in separation, there was no separation. Because they're completely one with Krishna. So that's how we can meet Krishna by being separated from him. That we're so intensely thinking of him and meditating of him that he is always with us. And how do we experience this in our lives? Again, it comes back to the holy name. Golokya Vihagam Hodinam Sankirtan. That the treasure of Goloka is the holy name. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his first lectures, it's on the tape, on the CD now, on the Krishna Mahamantra, he explains the meaning of the three names, Hare, Krishna, and Brahma. Krishna is the Lord, Brahma is Krishna also, enjoying. And Hare is Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada said Hare means Mother Hara. Mother Hara helps us, brings us to our Father Krishna. How does she do that? When we chant the holy name. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are calling for Mother Hara to bring us to Father Krishna. We are calling Radharani, please, pick me up, place me an atom of dust at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. We are calling to Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, please pick me up. So Radharani is the compassionate nature of Krishna, who would actually do the work of picking us up. She is coming as our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. She is coming so many forms, but the most merciful form of Radha and Krishna is the holy name. It is the most merciful form of Radha and Krishna. So there is also one story which I would like to repeat. I heard it from Radhanath Swami recently. He was talking about Radharani's compassion, and he told the story of a jackal in Vrindavan. There is one jackal, and jackals, you know, they are kind of not so lovable creatures. Anyway, so some children were teasing one jackal. They were throwing stones, they were beating this female jackal. And so finally the jackal ran away and she went into a hole in the ground. And the children they made a fire at the hole so the jackal couldn't come out. They wanted the jackal to come out so they could beat the jackal more. So then Radharani and her friends, she happened to be passing that way and they saw the poor jackal. And Radharani, Lalita took the jackal to Radharani. Radharani said, please bring me that jackal. I will save it. And Radharani accepted that jackal as one of her associates. So, the moral of the story is that we are that jackal, conditioned souls. And the beating is the adhyatmika, the three kleshas, the miseries of material life, are always beating us. Unfortunately, people, they like the beating in this world. They think this is life. There is another story about one husband and wife. And this husband was not satisfied with his life and was going to a prostitute. And the wife was saying, well, why are you going to the prostitute? I'm trying to serve you nicely. He said, well, she cooked better than you. So then the wife made a huge feast. And she fed her husband, and the husband still went to the prostitute. And she said, well, you know, I cook so nicely. And he said, yes, you actually cook better than she did, but she dresses more nicely than you. So then the next day, the wife dressed very, very nicely. And so the husband stayed with her that night. Then the next day, he went again to the prostitute. So then she said, well, I dressed, you dressed even better than she did, but something she does, you don't do. She bites me, she kicks me, and she stares at me. The wife said, no, I cannot do that. So in the material world, my baby is kicking and biting and beating everyone, and they like it. They think, oh, this is very nice. When Lord Chaitanya comes, Krishna comes, please, in a nice way, he's asking, please surrender to me. I will love you. This is love. No, they prefer to be beaten. So we are that jackal. in this material world, we prefer to be beaten by the material energy. And when Radharani comes in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we are so unfortunate that we cannot accept the second verse of Shikshasaka. To die for me, to show me how Dhani Namaraga. I have no intention. Kalokyara Prematana Harinam Samkirtana. But why? It is coming from the spiritual world. Why don't I have attraction for the holy name? It is our misfortune. So even though we are being beaten, even though the fire is there, the samsara dhamma, the fire from material nature is burning us, still we are so unfortunate. We have no attraction. It's made so easy to chant Hare Krishna. It's very simple. Anybody, even a child can do it, even a dog can take part, the prophet said. And I've seen dogs take part in the Haryana Sankirtan in Russia. I went to Ukraine. I was in Ukraine. There was one dog, a very fortunate dog, and he was coming to Mangalaki. And there were 600 pairs of shoes, and he was going obeisances on the shoes. And when we would go out for Haryana, then he would follow us. And all the other dogs were doing their eating, sleeping, mating, defending. This dog was chatting with us. He was not associated with the other dogs. So even a dog can take part in it. But if we are human beings, why don't we have attraction for chanting? So, Radharani is coming. Radharani is giving us mercy. When we chant Hare Krishna humbly, calling out for the mercy of Radharani, we chant with that sincerity, then she will hear us, and she will take us to Krishna. That is our hope. So, very simply, we can access the mercy of Radharani if we so desire, simply by sincere chanting of the holy names. That is her mercy. That is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us take advantage of that mercy. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Unfortunately, I was cursed by Yamaraj to miss part of your question. My question is, there are so many different versions of Sri Radha's verse, transcendental pians, you might have discussed that. So generally, it appears that the version where Sri Radha she's found with the lotus and the Yamuna is the one that's accepted. In the Gargasam here, it says that mm-hmm. Radharani appeared from the womb of Kirtira Devi, and in the Lalita Madhava, they have the pastime of I don't know if you might have already mentioned. So I'm just wondering if you have any information from Shastra, what appears to be really in this case.
So your question is about the appearance of Radharani. Was she born in the lotus flower? Was she from the womb of Kirtida? Was she taken by Putana? Well, two of them can go together, the Putana and the lotus, because as Putana was flying in the air, she dropped them over Braj. Yeah, she dropped them. And before that, Radharani was in the womb of a king of somewhere in South India. Anyway, there's many stories. And so the Puranas and the different scriptures have different versions of the same story. And so the answer, when you get a question like that, when we see contradictions in the stories, then what the Acharyas always say, well, it was in a different kalpa. So one kalpa, she's born in the womb of Girvita, one kalpa, she is dropped and found in the lotus flower. And so in different ages, different days of Brahma, it happens once in the day of Brahma, every day. It happens in Brahma's day, around the middle of his day. Radharani, Krishna appears, Radharani appears. So how it happens can vary from day to day. And also, not only that, it can happen all things at the same time. And she can be in the womb of Kirtida, she can be jumped from the lotus flower. This is the spiritual world. And so we accept the contradictions, and we just love Radharani. Yes, I didn't talk about her appearance, but it's good that you brought it up, because it is her appearance. I talked more about after her appearance, when she opened her eyes. and I can talk so much about her appearance, because I knew there were so many conflicting versions, and so why should I choose one over the other? Yes, so that is, we just accept all of them, as true. They're coming from Shastra, they're coming from the Puranas, they're coming from the Vishwasis. Some of them are from the Vishwasis, some are from Lalita Madhava, yes, from Sri Rupa Goswami. And so we accept. Of course, the version of Sri Rupa Goswami would be for our time now, the most accurate, Lalita Madhava. So that would be acceptable. The Puranas, how can we deny also? We must accept all of them and just be happy and follow Srimati Radharani's mood. Any other questions or comments?
Regarding Vishakha.
Vishakha.
It appears to me that came on
exactly the same.
Same day?
Same day, same moment, everything same.
And I have never seen anywhere, maybe you know, we know that Radharani, she appears in lava. But how about both Lalita and Lalita, she look at earlier and Vishakha?
Yeah, where does she appear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that information is in one book, which I can't remember right now. It's Dasharath Sutta has written Nectar, Radha Krishna Nectar.
Uh-huh.
So in that book you will find about exactly the father, the mother, the place, everything about the Master Sakis, if you look in that book. I don't have it off the tip of my tongue. Yes? Yeah. Okay, well there's well one explanation I already gave about the sacrificial altar. That by offering our tongue and the names of Radha Krishna, this is an offering on the we're offering our minds to Krishna. And then the mind is also a part of this universal form. And the offering is Radharani. So when we offer our minds to Krishna, we're offering, it's not our mind, actually, there's a quote in ninth canto, 16th chapter. There's a quote, it's a quote about worshipping Lakshmi Devi. And it says that the Lord is in the heart, he's super soul. And Lakshmi is the form of our senses and our body, our mind. That is the form of Lakshmi. So this body, these senses, they're actually Lakshmi or Radharani. So when we chant, when we do this, we're offering Radharani to Krishna in another sense too. I mean, we are energy, we are property. So when we chant, we're offering ourselves to Krishna. We're offering Radharani to Krishna. We're also her parts and parcels in one sense. She is the ultimate energy, and we are also energy. So she claims us as her children. She is our mother. Technically, we're from Balaram, Jiva. But in another sense, we are also Radharani's energy. So that's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it is that if you chant Hare, then you get the attention of Krishna. And if you chant Krishna, then you get the attention of Radharani. And so Krishna is chanting Radhe, Radhe. Radha is chanting Krishna, Krishna. And so when you bring these two together, Hare Krishna, then you're bringing them together also. They're meeting. Krishna, Krishna is when Radharani is separate. She's chanting Krishna, Krishna. Hari Hari is Krishna chanting Radharani's name. Also then, when you chant the Mahamantra, they're separating and they're meeting. They're separating and they're meeting. It's separation and meeting. But there's ultimate union in chanting the holy name. Actually, when Krishna left the Rasa dance, and the gopis were in their height of madness, finally they regained their identity a bit. And they went off into the forest, in the deep forest, and finally they came back to the shores of the Jamuna River. And Srila Prabhupada said, in their separation, they were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is solace. for separation from Krishna. And that is the mantra the gopis chant. They were chanting that mantra when Krishna left them, when he left them in the Rasa dance. And they were searching. That was the mantra they were chanting. And then, of course, the chapter 31, Jai Tate Kam, it was expanded in that chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Jai Tate Kam, it is expanded by Krishna Mahamantra. Oh, Bhagavatam's expansion by Krishna Mahamantra, but the essence is 10th canto, and the essence is that of those five chapters, the Rasa, the essence of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is meeting and separating from Krishna. And so when we chant Hare Krishna, these things are revealed to us. And ultimately, our relationship with Krishna will be revealed. And when you chant the holy name, you're also in union with your spiritual master. Because your spiritual master is there with Radha and Krishna. He's serving them. So when you chant, then you're also in union with him. Or with your spiritual master. And so that is the wonder, some of the wonders of the holy name. Of Krishna, Radharani and Krishna, the mercy and the compassion. Any other questions?
No, I have a comment. Yeah, comment to you. You mentioned how Radha and Krishna are there, so intertwined. So
yes, they're one.
Yeah, and they're kind of one, and how the gopis, they're becoming one by imitating Krishna.
Right.
And so I was thinking in the, both in the Govinda Lamas and the that at night, there's this pastime how Radharani said, actually, I am tired of being Radha. Now you can
they change their identity.
They change their identity.
Right.
And then, so then, just like in the Maharasa, when all the gopis they come, and then
right.
then Radharani says, what are you girls doing here? Like addressing Krishna too. Mm-hmm. You should go back to your husband.
Yes. You should go back.
And then eventually Krishna is like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not Krishna. Oh, okay. And you completely forget.
Yeah, they forget their identities. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has a permanent exchange of identity there. That he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So that is... We're very fortunate to have been born this time in the day of Brahma. This time in Kali Yuga, where it's very close to Lord Chaitanya. His appearance, and close to Srila Prabhupada. We're very, very fortunate. So we should not miss that opportunity. We should not waste our time. We should take advantage of that great fortune that we have.
I have a question about the fasting.
Fasting?
On Radhasthami. Now, Prabhupada, he established half the fast. And I know in Vrindavan there's many Vrindavasis, and even I know for example in Bhaktasan in Bodhimath, they do two years. It's not mentioned in high Bhaktivas, but I wonder if you had any, at least to my opinion, it seems at least it should be a non brain fast.
There should be?
There should be no brain. Like if one wants to really probably observe.
Radharani is merciful. He's more merciful than Krishna. So we can eat grains. After 12 o'clock, after her appearance. And Srila Prabhupada, he's more merciful than the Gaudiya monks. He's more merciful than the Vrijavasis. He told us, we just fast till noon. So we are the mercy cases, his disciples. We are the real mercy cases. We could not do all these fasts. So we're very fortunate to have a merciful spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the half-day fast. For those of us born in this Kali Yuga, it's up to you as you like, but yes, it's to you can do, but it's not necessary. In Vrindavan, we have half-day fast in Krishna Balaram Temple, and we have a Abhishek of Srimati Radharani and half-day fast, and feast, great feast at noon. With Srila Prabhupada also, we have a great feast. For the others, for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, we don't have grains. For the Vishuddhatva. The Vishuddhatva, generally we make a distinction. But those who are not Vishuddhatva, then we eat grains. Generally, that's how I've seen it. In the old days, we used to eat grains, even on Nishinkadev and Ram. And maybe you still do, I don't know. It keeps changing. I don't know.
Why may come in a mess.
Yeah.
And she has presented to the BBC 2 years ago with the help of the worst believers of the BBC in England that this is not the proper standard, because actually in Higher Mark 2 and according to Proverbs instruction, one should never take links on these days. Actually, there's so many reactions. Like, for example, in High Back West says, if you take links on the last thing,
That is, again, Vishnu Tattva. And when we when Prabhupada was here, on Janavashtami, we would not take rings. And Rishi Tattva, those, only those two we did when Prabhupada was here. Rishi Tanya's birthday and Lord Krishna Balaram's, we would take rings. And Nityananda's. So you just have to be merciful to us. We're more mercy cases. We're more fallen. Prabhupada, he made it easy. Even when I was in Calcutta, it was Pujari. And it was so austere there. Well, here, Prabhupada said to us, you don't have to follow Charanasya here in Calcutta this year. You're already so austere. You don't need to follow Charanasya. So, we didn't get milk even every day, you know, but to speak of one month. And so he said, you don't have to. So he can make that, he can change the details. You see, there's principles, and the principle is to fast. The details, grains are not grains. And so Prabhupada, he could tell us, you know, how to follow the details, and by his, also his example, we followed.
The thing is that Prabhupada also, he really wanted to emphasize preaching and bookish.
Right,
So many times when we're asking these, we have to fast and half day on. But we went out in the mood that we are giving Radharani's mercy.
Right.
And, you know, we're showing people the nature of Radharani. Right. This is, that's my, what Prabhupada said, if you are not engaged in this kind of activity, then he recommends either for Ekadasi that you do Vyadra.
Yeah.
So the thing is now, we are not in the states, we are not in the beginning of the states, so that is where now we have to, as time progresses, we should try to get more.
Yeah, we never told. I he never emphasized near gel for us. I don't think we could have done it. Some devotees did though. We did like an Akadi. I remember on Shamashi, we did do near gel. That's the only time we didn't do an Akadi. I remember the most Pujari, you know. And I remember when we would take our fast, and we thought, well, I don't know if we could teach our Namita because it has milk or yogurt or whatever in it. And that was how we would break our fast. Because you're there, you're Pujari, you're there, you know, 24 hours. It's at midnight, and you have to dress the deities again. You don't get sleep for that day, usually. Maybe 1 hour. I do remember doing Virgil at Anjanamashtami. But on the Kadashi, we never did. And when Prabhupada was here. Some sannyasis might have done Virgil. But for us, devotees, we didn't. I think Tamal Krishna does mention that he was doing, maybe, he was doing Vrija. Yeah.
Tamal Krishna, she was mentioning in the Nectar Devotion, those VIAs. Actually, at the end, Prabhupada was telling that actually we should try to institute more strict principles on the GNC, and it didn't make it happen.
Yeah. He wanted to be more strict, but then after Prabhupada left, 90% of his disciples also left, so have mercy on the ones that are left. Don't make it too hard. But we do. The main thing is the attitude. That, okay, maybe you're not fasting, but you must be always chanting and hearing. The main thing after devotion says is just to reduce your time eating and sleeping. And engage more in service, chanting, hearing. That's the purpose of it. So you must always not lose sight of the purpose of these things. And if some of us have seen people do your job, the next day they sleep the whole day, or they feast and they get sick. So if that's the way you do it, then forget it. Better you just don't eat grains. No. The main thing is the attitude, the mood in which you do it, that you want to please Krishna. And if you don't fear, Joel. I don't think it's harmful. It's Prabhupada. It's when he was here, and that's how he did it. And how he did it too. He didn't. As far as I know, Prabhupada didn't do near Joel. Yes.
Well, now, so many years that I've been serving this country, just doing Prabhupada's books and so forth. So I always, you know, but now I'm getting a little bit older, and I'm feeling I need Radharani's mercy, because I still feel I'm a jackal. So Gaudiya Math, some people in Gaudiya Math, even this country, whether they say, oh, I'm going to do halfway. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a jackal. I need Radharani's full mercy. I
great.
Need to chant and fast 24 hours.
Good for you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And if somebody don't think they're the jackal, then that is fine. I'm the jackal, and I want to be Radharani's jackal.
That's nice. So whoever would like to follow your example, you can follow. I'm glad that you practice what you preach. Not, it's not for somebody else to do near Joel and you eat. You're eating. That's very good. That's very nice. And so all glories to your service. Yes. Any other questions or comments? Okay, all glories to Shri Papa. Shri Radharani Kichai. Thank you.